With Montana News, I'm Jenny Gessman. Low-income adults receiving health coverage from the government and health policy advocates told state officials today that they're worried about plans to tie work requirements to Medicaid expansion next year. Corin Cates-Carney reports.
The Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services is drafting rules for new work requirements for some recipients of Montana Medicaid benefits, passed by state lawmakers this spring. Work requirements were a compromise Democrats and a handful of Republican legislators agreed to continue expansion past its previous expiration date of July 1st of this year. Changes included increased scrutiny for who is eligible for coverage, 80 hours per month of work or community engagement requirements for some enrollees, increasing premium costs for people who stay on Medicaid expansion for longer than 2 years, and the elimination of the program's current copays. At a public meeting on proposed new rules to implement those changes in Helena Thursday, around a dozen people expressed concern or uncertainty about the impact of work requirements and rising premiums. Rebecca Johnson from Montana City says her adult son uses expanded Medicaid.
You must realize that some people struggle with their intellectual disabilities to a point where they find paperwork or the task to understand program requirements so difficult that they walk away. They jeopardize their critical medical care, which helps stabilize their illness.
New analysis released by the health department suggests the number of people subject to the new requirements could be 3 times what was expected when lawmakers passed the law changing Medicaid expansion rules. The state health department says it is moving forward with a theory that work and community engagement requirements will help people earn more money, improve their health, and get off the program and onto private health coverage. The Montana Health Department says it plans to submit its new Medicaid expansion plan to the federal government for approval August 30th. Public comment is open until August 23rd. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.